Are you driving for DoorDash, Grubhub, or Uber Eats to earn some extra cash? There's certainly a lot of people doing it. You may be losing more money than you think. Stay tuned to find out if food delivery driving is really worth it financially. That's what we're going to dive in on today's show.
Welcome to the Ask Rav podcast. We're listening to an experienced financial professional with over 30 years of experience can help you make sense of confusing questions, current headlines, and industry trends about taxes, small business, financial decision-making, investment strategies, and even the art of proper budgeting. Ask Rav makes the complex simple by sharing his real-world knowledge from a Christian perspective with all things financial. Now here's your host, Rav Estep Jr.
Welcome to our Technology Tuesday show. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. I want to thank you for listening and supporting the program. Now, we're going to take a little departure from technology today, but it's sort of technology. Today, we're diving into an important question, and I get to ask this question quite a bit in my practice, and that is, are you losing money by doing food delivery services like DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats? There's a lot more than that to earn some extra cash. The truth is, folks, a lot of people sign up to deliver food as a side hustle. The idea of setting your own schedule and getting paid to drive around sounds great, but is it actually profitable after you factor in all the costs? That's what we're going to explore on today's show, and I'll give you some tips for maximizing your earnings if you do choose to deliver food. Well, it's the day after tax day, which is a great day for me. It's a time to relax and get settled back into a less stressful routine here at the office and on the farm. I have to admit that I always look forward to the deadline being over so we can get back to some level of normalcy. Before we get started, I want to remind you to subscribe to our show. You can join our email list at AskRavPodcast.com so you don't miss tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's our Wacky Wednesday show, and tomorrow we're going to do crazy online product reviews. That's a show you don't want to miss for a little bit of humor. Let's start with today's Bible verse, and that Bible verse comes to us from the book of Proverbs. Chapter 16, verse 8 reminds us, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be achieved. I thought that was pretty relevant to today's discussion. So first, let's look at the basic earning model of these food delivery platforms. As a driver, you get paid per delivery, usually somewhere between $2 to $10, depending on factors like the distance and demand. You also get to keep 100% of your tips that the customers give you. So in theory, if you do enough deliveries per hour, you could earn some decent money. But there are some big costs you have to account for. The biggest one of that is gas. Gas prices continue to go up. Obviously, you have to pay for the gas used to drive to the restaurant, then to the customer, and to your waiting points in between. At current gas prices, gas is not cheap, folks. That's something you got to build into the model here. Number two, wear and tear on your vehicle. All those miles put wear and tear on your car. Oil changes, new tires, repairs, these costs really add up. And you do qualify for a standard mileage rate with the IRS, but is it really enough to cover it? Now let's talk about number three, and that's insurance. A lot of people don't think about this, but most insurance policies limit or prohibit you using your vehicle for commercial purposes. Truth is, folks, you really risk denying coverage if you get in an accident while you're on a delivery. Your other option is to upgrade to commercial coverage or put a rider on your policy. That might be something to check with your insurance company if you're doing it. And number four, self-employment taxes. Since you're an independent contractor with these companies, you have to pay self-employment tax on all of your earnings. What does that mean, Ralph? That's an extra 15.3% added to your tax bill. So what does all this mean, Ralph? Well, is when you factor in these costs for most drivers, the net profit from delivery driving is pretty low. In fact, it's often below minimum wage. One analysis found DoorDash drivers earn on average $17.50 per hour of active driving time, but only about $9.73 per hour after expenses. That's even before taxes. I actually had a client in last week who was doing this. We figured out that on average, he's making about $4 an hour. Is it worth it? Now, delivering can be worth it if you're strategic. So here are some tips to be more strategic in that. Number one, drive at peak times. That would be lunch, dinner, weekends. The truth is, folks, earnings are higher when demand is higher. The other thing you want to do is stick to a small delivery zone so you waste less time and gas driving far. One of the things this person mentioned is he would have to drive up to 10 miles to deliver a $2 cup of coffee. That makes no sense at all. Another thing you want to consider is running multiple apps. What do I mean by that? Maybe you could sign up with DoorDash and Grubhub or Uber Eats. Maybe do all three. And that way you can optimize the best orders across platforms. Here's another thing. Drive a high miles per gallon vehicle to save on gas. Truth is, hybrids are great for delivery cars. And here's another thing you absolutely need to do. You got to track your mileage using an app like Stride. There's a bunch of them out there. That way you can write off vehicle expenses on your taxes because, folks, that's where you're going to get your tax deduction. You also want to consider rental coverage options that allow commercial use. Spiffy and Metromile offer affordable monthly plans, and that's something you want to think about. Talk to your insurance company and see, do they allow you to do that? And here's a big takeaway, my friends. Set aside cash for taxes so you don't get hit with a surprise IRS bill later. You may need to make quarterly estimated payments even. So in summary, yes, many drivers end up losing money on food delivery. You heard that here first. If they aren't diligent in maximizing earnings and minimizing costs, if you want to make $3 or $4 an hour doing it, then I say, God bless you, go do it. But the truth is, folks, you've really got to look and see, is this really profitable? But with some smart strategies, you might be able to turn it into a profitable side business. If you want a flexible way to make extra money from home, here are some alternatives that I think you might want to consider instead of these food delivery services. I just did some online research and I found these. One of the things is online tutoring. You could tutor students virtually on platforms like Chegg Tutors or Wyzant. You set your own rates to that, and you don't have to worry about driving anywhere. Another thing you consider is freelance work. Sites like Fiverr and Upwork let you sell your skills as a freelancer. Options like writing, graphic design, data entry, or even virtual assistants could put some extra money in your pocket. Another thing is what they call online surveys. Companies like SurveyJunkie will pay you to complete market research surveys in your spare time. The truth is this, folks. The key is finding a side hustle that fits your skills and interests while generating decent side income. You got to be sure to factor in all the costs and effort required too, and ask God for wisdom as you make financial decisions. It may seem like it's real simple to go do these DoorDashes or Grubhub, and I'm not picking on any of them in particular. But when you look at the amount of time you're putting in, when you look at the cost associated with it, are you really making money? So before I wrap up, I want to remind all of our listeners, that's it. You know what I'm going to tell you. To visit our podcast page at AskRalphPodcast.com, I'm going to encourage you to leave us a review. I read every single one of those. Share your thoughts with us. And if you have time, click on the little microphone icon down at the bottom right and send us a message or send us questions for future episodes. And while you're there, make sure you join our email list. We send out a daily email letting you know what's going on with the show. You can also schedule a consultation with me if you want to talk about your specific circumstances. So here's my takeaway for today. I want you to share this episode. If you know someone who's looking to get into food delivery or some other side hustle, encourage them to listen to this show and to listen to our show in general. We're almost at 400 episodes. We hit episode 100 yesterday of just this calendar year. That's all for this episode on whether food delivery driving is worth it financially. To recap, delivering for DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats can be profitable if you use smart strategies to maximize earnings and minimize costs. But many drivers, and this is the truth, I see this every day in my practice, end up losing money when you factor in all the expenses. So that's why I say consider alternatives like tutoring, freelancing, or paid surveys if you want a more lucrative side hustle. You might even consider going and getting a traditional retail job to fill in those extra hours. But most importantly, seek God's guidance in your financial decisions. Be sure to visit our podcast page at AskRalphPodcast.com for more great content, all with the goal of mastering your finances God's way. Thank you for joining me today. Stay financially savvy and may God bless you abundantly.
Thank you for joining us on the Ask Ralph podcast. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to our next episode. And remember, financial issues don't have to be complicated. Just ask Ralph. The information contained in this episode of Ask Ralph is based on data available as of the date of its release. Saggio Accounting Plus and Ask Ralph Media Inc. is under no obligation to update this content if changes occur. Applying this information to your specific situation requires careful consideration of all facts and circumstances, and any information provided is not to be considered as financial, tax, or legal advice. Please consult your tax advisor or attorney before acting on any material covered.